Rocking it, nerds. How are we? Have a nerdy
Hey,
November.
we are thrilled, but we're excited because we believe we're about to do a world first with you, Adam.
Oh,
Now, I
fire
don't know
away.
if your people gave you the heads up, but we are thrilled to introduce our newsreader, Adam Spencer. Adam Spencer, meet Adam Spencer,
Hey,
who is about to
no.
interview you.
Pleasure to meet you.
A pleasure to meet you too, Adam. I heard there was this Adam Spencer who was making big waves in the Australian media scene, and I'm finally happy to
sorry, I've just got
speak
a,
to the one and only.
Just
well
got a
done,
massive
buddy.
echo. It's like I'm talking to myself here. But...
Okay, so Adam Spencer on the phone. Your name is spelt and pronounced the exact same way as Adam Spencer, our newsreader from the mornings.
No
so
joke.
We thought we'd do Adam Spencer Inception and let Adam Spencer interview Adam Spencer. Adam Spencer's, are you ready?
Absolutely. Take it away, Adam Spencer.
Well, you know what, Adam? Do you ever get people getting confused you with me? So, you know, someone might come up and say, oh, there's an Adam Spencer that works on K-Rock. Do you know him?
I'll often get people saying, what do you mean there was traffic banked up on the main street of Geelong yesterday? That's an easy run. Have a word with someone.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Another one as well. This is a quite common for me. But do you ever get pulled over by the police and have been arrested because of my record?
I will tell you a truth. This is a true story about my very first maths book. I was out with some friends. I wrote a little book about 20 years ago. I was out with some mates, and we'd stopped at a barbecue, and the person who'd driven us there actually had a couple of drinks, and she said late, and we decided to leave early. She said, I'm not 100% certain I can drive. And so I said, that's fine, I'll drive the car. That's no trouble. I haven't touched anything. And we got pulled over at RVT, all completely good. And then the cop said, no trouble, mate, show me your license, you can go on. And I hadn't brought my wallet with me because we were just popping around. And I said, mate, I don't have any. He goes, have you got any photo ID? I'm like, I don't have my wallet. And I suddenly remembered I had given a copy of my book as a gift to the girl whose car it was, and she still had it in her hand. I just threw, pulled the book out and said, that's him on the front of the book. The cop looks at it, and I think I'm in real trouble here. He calls out to his mate and goes, can I get over here? I'm going, oh, I'm in so much trouble. And then the first cop says to the second cop, have a look at this, would you? How funny is this? Off you go, mate. And we drove off into the distance.
You
winner!
You actually had a don't you know who I am moment.
Hey, don't you know who's on the front of my book, dude?
Adam Spencer. Lucky it wasn't our Adam Spencer's book, because he too has published novels in the circle as well.
Well, it's funny you say that, because a mate of mine come across a bookstore, this is last year, and found a book by Adam Spencer, and messaged me and said, "Oh, are you an author now? I think it was a children's book or something like that. Are you an author now?" I was like, "Yeah, I write books, you know. Just sort of started getting into it."
Oh, you claimed it
for about 5 minutes, and I said, "No, I can't keep this up."
Okay,
you've got to diversify your media empire, mate.
That's it. Newsreader Adam Spencer. We've got one more question for on the phone, Adam Spencer.
This is the final test to see if we could potentially be twins.
Yeah, can I just throw in there, though, if you are actually twins, your parents have a morbid sense of humour naming both of you Adam.
Yeah, well, that's it. So, Adam, I'm thinking of something right now.
Jesus.
Can you guess what I'm thinking?
Yes, you're thinking of one of the two Adam Spencers lying naked on satin sheets covered in honey, but I'm not sure if it's the same Adam Spencer I'm thinking of.
How did you guess that?
Oh, he's done it! He's done it!
What?
And Adam, which Adam Spencer was it though, Adam?
A real Adam Spencer never tells.
That's exactly right.
Adam Spencer's, it has been an absolute Adam pleasure.
Adam Spencer's top 100. In fact, you can get it right now at adamspencer.com.au. You talk, and throughout your career, you've had these incredible facts and a love for things like science. Is there any facts that have completely blown your mind? Is there anything you've actually learned over the years where you went, wow, I actually am struggling to wrap my head around it?
Constantly. One of my favourite ones in this current book. So half the book is mathematics, beautiful mathematics. In particular, you know, nerdy teenagers really love ripping into. The book's full of puzzles. Some puzzles I've created specifically for this book. You won't see them anywhere else in the world.
Yeah.
But the other half is just numerical trivia. Just gorgeous stories about the world told in numbers. Possibly my favourite fact in this whole book at the moment. It's just got me going. If you think about the animal kingdom, what do you think's the most studly animal in the animal kingdom? We have all these different stories of, you know, oh, I'm like a tiger between the sheets or whatever. Two stick insects were observed going for it for 79, not minutes, not hours, 79
day.
Oh, my God.
Who's the research scientist watching them going at it for 79 days, though?
I know. That's an act of achievement itself, isn't it? So the next time you're trying to impress someone, maybe try a bit of hay, baby. I put the stick in stick insect.
That's insane. Somehow you've made math and stick insects having sex really interesting. So well done. You're the first person I've ever heard do that.
And probably the last.
And probably the last.
Imagine how long the cigarette afterwards must take.
And what does the guy write on his tax return? Under occupation, I watch stick insects have sex.
Yeah. Get the cops around there right now.
I also really love your podcast too, the big questions and sometimes the small ones too. Maybe you can help decide a debate / conversation I had with my mates on Sunday. When it comes to wedges, what goes first, sour cream or sweet chilli when you do the dip?
Ooh. It depends on who you're with, because either way you're going to cross-pollinate, you're going to cross-infect, aren't you? Are there many people who eat it with sweet chilli by itself without a bit of sour cream? Are there many people who eat it with sour cream by itself without the sweet chili?
That's weird.
Which is the more unusual of those? I would have thought. No. What you do is you pick up a sufficiently large wedge, you dip one end in the sour cream, other end in the sweet chili, throw it up in the air, down the gob all at once, and you mash it in your mouth.
Look, we've covered the big topics, stick insects having sex and how to eat wedges, and I'm so glad we've done this chat because it has really...
Whenever I'm at high society functions, that's the way I am.
The topics you're rolling.
When I'm in the birdcage at Melbourne Cup, that's the way I knock down my wedges, people.
Adam Spencer's Top 100. It is out now. We'll also get all the details up at krock.com.au. Adam Spencer and Adam Spencer, thank you both for your time.
Thanks for having us.
Have a great day, K-Rock.
Thanks for sticking around, Adam, through the whole interview on the second part there. You're a legend. Thank you, mate.